20 years ago, congregation was founded. That's it. Happy birthday to us. Isn't that cool? So it's really about the Lord's faithfulness. But I want to tell you, just like the youth trip and the congregation starting, they have one thing in common, truly one thing in common. In both cases, it required an open mind. Yeah? Before Beth Messiah started, I'll tell you, there had to be a lot of clearing out of thinking, well, what is it going to be? What should we do? And you have to ask my dad his version. I've got my version and everything in between. I think the very first Shabbat that we started, this guy, Keith Brofsky, showed up. Kim, were you with him in that first week? Both of you showed up. Now, that was before some of the kids were alive. And today, they're rocking for Yeshua up here. But that was a cool thing, and we just didn't know what it was going to be like then. We'd say the youth, when they went to Alaska, they didn't know. I think some of them in the youth group had never, ever thought they would go on a youth trip. And when they went on the youth trip, before they went, they thought, what's this going to be? When we started Beth Messiah, what's it going to be? But we knew that God was in it. And this is my parallel. God is in our lives. I'm going to make this to a point here. Again, we won't take a lot of time. But I do have some slides because the scriptures are important here. Always they're important. Therefore, as you receive Messiah Yeshua as Lord, that's what we've done. Whether the youth group or all of us here at Beth Messiah, what have we done? We've received him as Lord. If you haven't done that, please do see me after service or Rabbi Frank, the one who did the liturgy, is my dad, Rabbi Frank, our emeritus founding rabbi. And we will tell you how to receive Messiah Yeshua as Lord. And that's the differentiator between us as Beth Messiah and any other synagogue around the Milwaukee area. We believe Messiah is, Yeshua is the Messiah we've been waiting for all of these years. And so continue to walk with him. You received him to walk with him, rooted and built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were taught, overflowing with thankfulness. There you go. There's the mission. One of the things that goes on when people take mission trips, like youth take mission trips, and I've been in a number of them, for about 20 years, my wife and I led the youth group, and we've been all over the place with youth. Every trip has the same thing in common. It's just about following the Lord. Lord, what do you want in this place? If it ever turns into a vacation that we add the Lord to, we have a real problem on the trip. You can imagine. When Beth Messiah started, it was never about, hey, let's do this fun little club, and we'll see how the Lord fits into that. It was, well, this is the Lord's message. He is the Messiah. He is Yeshua the Messiah. And how do we get the word out? How do we talk about that? And then imagine this. Picture it like this. You have a backpack. And when you give your life to the Lord, you get this backpack. It's very light. It's just a backpack. I've gone backpacking a number of times in my life. Some of you have done the same thing. And backpacks by themselves are very light. Amen? Sometimes, though, we can fill them up. He never says fill them up. He just says carry this. Remember, it's our picture. If you're going to Alaska with the youth group, just carry this backpack. Remember what the mission is. It's about the Messiah. If you're going to start Beth Messiah, if you're going to be part of Beth Messiah, remember, it's just a backpack. Don't fill it up with things. And some of these things are in the next verse. Verse 8, see that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men and basic principles of the word rather than Messiah. You know, people with backpacks are following the Lord. They have this backpack. It's kind of a thing against our visual. And the more we hear philosophies from people, the more we hear philosophies from or concerns from society or problems in life, our backpack starts to fill up. I remember I was at the Bonded Waters a number of years ago. It's a boundary of Canada and Minnesota, and we would go for 8 days, and you carry canoe, and you have a backpack full of gear. And I remember it was the first time somebody in our group had ever gone backpacking, and his backpack was so heavy that when he would take a break, he couldn't sit down because he didn't have the strength to get back up. And I remember looking at him at one point, and he was like the letter L. It was so heavy. And the next year we went, he cut about 35% of the weight from his backpack. You know, our backpack is supposed to be light. We can put things in there that aren't necessary. The most important thing for us to do when we started Beth Messiah, clearly, and again, I'll say this for clarity, just bring out the truth and good news of the Messiah. We lean into the Messiah. We obviously, there had to be a framework of how to do it. We had to have a service. But the framework was never as important as the Messiah. And there are a lot of people who live life, and their framework of life becomes more important than the Messiah. Sometimes it happens easily. You know, slowly, over time, they just start to put these different weird things in their backpack of life, so to speak. And other times, it's a big, bold statement. Something tragic happens, and it really goes in their backpack suddenly, and it just slows them down. They miss what's going on with the Lord. The Lord has been around. I'm talking Messiah has been around in some way, shape, or form since before the beginning. And if we look, we'll just cruise through these here. John 10, Yeshua and the Father are one. We see the deity of Yeshua. You know, it's so interesting to me. People get distracted with all of these other teachings, these new truths that go on. We can go online on YouTube, we can hear new truths. If we just focus on that Yeshua is God, and I understand there's different roles, but he is part of that deity, we're going to be okay. If we focus on the way to have the shiniest thing in life and add Yeshua to it, we're going to miss. We can't focus on the deity, the lordship of Yeshua secondary. We have to focus on him primarily. That keeps our backpack light. We go on. Other statements to the deity of Yeshua. To see Yeshua is to see God. And this is literally, if we want to understand God, we have to look at Yeshua. And if we understand Yeshua, we do understand God. And this is, it's this scene. I want to know more about God. Well, we look at Yeshua. How was this life that he lived? Because it illustrates God. It's the most remarkable way for us to understand more about God. There's people who have chased these shiny things to understand the effects. Again, the effects, they chase things that slow them down in really understanding about God because they don't take time to understand Yeshua himself. Yeshua is aligned with the Father. Our trust is also through him. This next one is massive. The audacity to say this, but I believe it. Yeshua is our exclusive way to God. He is the exclusive way, the only way. It doesn't happen through reincarnation. It doesn't happen through Muhammad. It doesn't happen through who's the Mormon guy? Joseph Smith. Yeshua is the only way to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the audacity to make that statement is he's either a liar or it must be true. But he rose from the dead. Guess how I view about it, how I view it. I believe it's true. He rose from the dead. He proved it. We get from God wherever we ask in Yeshua's name. Isn't that funny? You know, we get from God the Father as we ask in Yeshua's name. That's really, it's an amazing concept. And let me give you an illustration. And I can do this because so many of you here at Beth Messiah know my dad and you know me. If you want a favor from my dad, don't tell him how much you hate me. And if you want a favor from me, don't tell me how much you hate him. I think it's a wonderful illustration. It's a very cheap illustration for the holiness between God and Yeshua. But it's a good picture, isn't it? We go, God will hear as we come through his son. What a picture that is. So we look at the Yeshua deity piece, but there's more. He is still, to this day, he is still even ministering to us. He's been around before time. We see the deity of Yeshua, and we see the ministry of Yeshua. This Yeshua, God raised up, he rose. We are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted at the right hand of God, he is at the right hand of the Father, and he's interceding for us. The adversary is trying to thwart us, but Yeshua is interceding for us. So often people get fixated on distractions in life, self-help as believers, doing this better, doing that differently, and they're not even thinking about what Yeshua is doing for them right this very moment, interceding on their behalf. They take their eyes off him. When Beth Messiah started, it was about how do we get the word of Yeshua out? That is our primary mission. How do we live for Yeshua? That's part of that primary mission. Receiving the Father from the Father, the promise of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, he poured this out, or poured out this, what you see now and what you hear. Another aspect to him working for us today, and or not even for us, but I should say with, you know, he's working, the heavenlies were benefiting from this. And Yeshua came up to them, spoke to them, saying, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Oh, man. You know, it's really funny. People will say, I'm not feeling so well. Let me see the doctor. And they think of asking Yeshua for healing after they see the doctor. Do you see the problem in that? Who's got the authority? Go to the one with the authority first, will you? Anything in life. Let's remember, we'll make a pact together. The one who has authority is Yeshua. We go to him first. We live for Yeshua first. Because he holds all authority. Then the end, when he hands over, the king's talking about the end of it all. When he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all rule and all authority and power. You know, he holds authority and power. And that's what I wanted to start to pull out here. I put these other references in, by the way, because they cite prophecies. Verse 25, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection underneath his feet. And again, just a reminder, Yeshua is not subject to anything. He is above all things. You know, there's this, we know this parable of when the adversary, you know, that's the tempting of Yeshua. Yeshua fasts these 40 days and the adversary shows up and tempts him and there's no food or water, you know. And one of the things that the adversary tempts him with is, you know, he shows him the world. You can have all this, he tells Yeshua. Do you think it was really up to the adversary to give it to Yeshua? Yeshua has all things. He's not particularly impressed by the adversary. There's people who run around all the time and they're always talking about the adversary. Their adversary, the adversary, the adversary is trying to get me. The adversary, that's not nice what I just did. But I just want to encourage them not to say the adversary is so much, but to go, glory to our Messiah, Yeshua, because he's greater. And we lean into that and we don't worry so much about all this other stuff. We follow Messiah, Yeshua, he's greater. Everything is underneath him. Not the role of God, but they have this most amazing deity partnership, this Trinity. It's so hard for us to understand. But everything that we can understand in our little world, it's all under him. Problems in life, health challenges, going to heaven, it's all under him. So many people get distracted with these other things? I think if we had a lot of load in our backpack 20 years ago here at Beth Messiah, we would have never started Beth Messiah. In order to be used, we have to be streamlined. Colossians 1, he, Yeshua, this is the culmination of all these things that we just talked about. He, the Messiah, is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him, all things were created. You know, people will say, yeah, he shows up 2,000 years ago. No. For by him, all things are created. In heaven and in earth, the seen and the unseen, whereas whether thrones or angelic powers or rulers or authorities, all was created through him and for him. 17, he exists before everything, and in him all holds together. He is the head of the body of believers, his community, the Kehelio. Here we are, Beth Messiah. He's the head of this. He's the head of all believers, whether in Anchorage or in Israel or this on our weird address here, Menominee Falls. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead. He got up first so that he might come to have first place in all things. Verse 19, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. You know, I'm a parent. I want to see everything I can live on through my own kids. And mine are just natural kids. They're not even the deity that Yeshua is. Do you understand what I mean by that? You want to see these things go on. I can't imagine how God the Father looks at his son. But that's what he is. Verse 20, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, making peace through the blood of his cross, whether things in the earth or things in heaven. It all stops and starts with Yeshua. And when I think of the youth, when they went to Alaska, they really, you know, they're not bogged down by the hindrances of too many questions. One of the things after all the youth trips that I was involved in over the years, and again, it's a lot of youth trips, is how I thought it was remarkable how many people would talk to me after the trip and say, boy, I wish I could do it. I wish I could go on a trip too. There's so much going on, and I don't know how God would use me, and I don't know what I could do, and I don't know. And all of a sudden, they start telling me all the things that are in their backpack. Because they can't just go. They can't imagine that God's going to use them anywhere. They start to unpack this backpack of excuses. Or the things that they think are so important. What? Here we are at Beth Messiah. Whatever you do in life, whatever ministries you have, whatever people you have, whatever people I have, whatever ministries I have, and whatever things we do together, whatever they are, let's do it with an empty backpack. Let's do it in a way that we know that God is going to take us to where He's having us go. He's 20 years of Beth Messiah. I can't wait to see the next 20 years. I think we are a lean, mean, healthy spiritual machine. You tracking with me on that? Lean, mean, healthy spiritual machine. That's what I believe that we are. Are we perfect? No. But we got an empty backpack. Take us to where you want us to be, Lord. Our next 20 years, I can't wait to see what it is. I'm looking forward to people to raise up. I want to see where the Ruach raises up, the different giftings in people's life. All over the world, you know, we've had opportunity to deliver messianic messaging all over the world. You know, Ulysses was in Laos. I'm looking forward to getting some of the details of that trip. And Levi, and they were able to share the messianic view of the scriptures there. My dad, of course, he really likes to hang out with the Philippians, also known as the Philippines. I don't know why I call it the Philippians. I just have fun doing that. He was there not that long ago, of course, and he's been a number of times, and I've had the chance in Nepal. You've had the chance all around. The Jewish community here, they really know about us. Boy, do they really know about us. So we carry the message out. 20 years ago, we weren't doing that in Milwaukee. There's a big void, and we weren't seeing it spread throughout the world. Do you know why? We don't know any better. We have Yeshua, and He is all we need. If it's good enough for Him to carry the message out, it's good enough for us. As long as we keep it that way, we're going to be all right. We're going to be okay. And He's going to carry us to new places and introduce us to new things. When we start thinking we have so much going on in life and we're so busy and all of these other online preachers know so much and all of these other tactics are the way to go and we have to consider all these new methods, when we start thinking like that, we start filling our backpack and we become a very slow-moving community. What do you think? Am I on to something? Please stand up. Let's pray for us. Lord, we do thank You for that youth trip. I appreciate the things that they went through. I'm encouraged for them, Lord, and we do pray that we would glean even from the lessons that You've given them. Lord God, thank You for the 20 years here at Beth Messiah. It's not certainly not an accidental thing. We know that You worked within us and the heart of my dad, Lord, to launch us here at Beth Messiah, and we thank You for the building that's gone on ever since. It has been a wonderful time. A wonderful time. Lord God, I do seek You for all of us. Help us unload that backpack, those things that have slowed us down from remembering who You are and that You are the great provider, director, and that You work in partnership with the Ruach and God the Father. You know how You do what You do, but if we just focus on You and emulate You, Lord, it's okay. That's good enough. Help us, God. Help us learn more about this in Your Word. Help us how to live it in Your Word. Help us represent You well. Again, Lord, help us unpack that backpack of things that has gotten in there. Please bless us here. We ask You for favor in this congregation today, Lord, but also moving forward in the next year and years to come, that You always would have a clear path for us to follow. Thank You for our founder and founders, him and his wife, my mom and dad, Lord. Please bless them. And again, God, thank You for this whole house. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. Yevarech Adonai voyishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai panav eliecha viunega. Yesei Adonai panav aliecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his spirit on you and give you peace. Face on you and give you peace. Well, have peace. Amen. Be blessed. Come forward with prayer.